All right, hey guys, how we doing? Nice and positive? Yeah. All right. We're going to be talking about praise and cursing. All right. We have a funny video for you guys by Tim Hawkins. Okay, so this video is a whole bunch of Christian curse words. So there are curse words you're not supposed to say, and then there are these that have the holy stamp of approval. All right, guys? All right, here we go. All right, so how many of you have used those before? Yes, is what I thought. Yes, unfortunately, me and my brother use those often. Not always the best, but we've seen that video many times. So, we're going to be talking about how some small things can make a big impact. Can we have someone read James 3, 1 through 2?
Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way.
All right, so in James' time, there were a lot of false teachers who were going around preaching the gospel, but they were actually pulling people away from Christ rather than bringing them to Christ. And these teachers, they decided to be teachers because it was a revered job and it was honored in their society. But even though they weren't the best, they were still going up there for this higher status. And here, James is urging them not to be teachers if they're pulling people away from God, because they're going to be judged more strictly because they're some people's only source of Jesus. And if they're teaching the wrong things, they're going to be lost. And then here, he goes on to say, indeed, we all make many mistakes. Who has made a mistake before? Everybody, yes. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes when they're talking, with their speech, because it's something we do all the time, constantly, and it's how we communicate with other people. And he says, if we could control our tongues, which is one of the hardest things to do, we'd have enough discipline to control ourselves in almost every other way. So can we have someone read James 3, 3 through 5?
We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in his mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire.
All right. So here we have all these tiny little devices that have a big impact on what's happening. So we have the horse. This little tiny piece of metal in its mouth is going to control where it goes and how it gets to its destination. The boat, the rudder, just the tiny piece in the back of the boat is going to control how the boat gets to where it's going. The tongue, which is a tiny part of the human body, but it's essential to communicate with other people. We use it like every day, and it's part of our society, that how we communicate. But the tongue can also be very dangerous because it can build people up, but it can also tear them down. Just like a spark, which can be used to provide warmth for people or cook food, but it can also destroy great forests and burn many things. So there's a good side and there's a bad side. Here we're going to have Titus talk about how wild and untamable the tongue is.
Okay. The tongue is wild and untamable. So James 3 through 6, I'm just going to read it. So James 6 says, and the tongue is a flame of fire, is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. So it says here that the tongue is a flame of fire. So that the tongue can control... if you're being mean and tear down, and if you're nice and you can build up, and how the tongue is restless, evil, full of deadly poison, and that's just showing how sin is spitting out of your tongue. It also says fire by hell, so that's showing how sin is controlling your tongue, and you need God to guide your tongue and get more positive. And then the tongue can also have negative effects on others. So it can damage friendships, cause fights, tear people down, create hatred, and hurt others. Is there any other themes or times this happened? Yeah. Down the group chat. Good example. And then there's positive examples, hopefully. There we go. And you like these images, Thomas? Thank you. You can encourage people build up people, motivate people, cheer the people up, and inspire people. And is there a time in your life where someone did any of these things? That's good. That's straight up motivation right there. So in my life, at the beginning of, I'd say, the year, when we were doing band, there was, when we were practicing, during our practice, there was times with another kid who would laugh at me if I messed up or anything like that, and that damaged our friendships. I ended up fighting him at one point, but someone broke it up. He hated me, I hated him, and that lasted about, I'd say, 3/4 of the year. Then I had a senior, same group, and anytime we were getting off the bus and I was, like, really upset with this guy, he would always come over, pull me aside, and he helped build me up and cheer me up and really helped me get through the season whenever I was having a rough time. So that's a time in my life when words affected me in a positive and negative way. So now we have Isaac.
All right, hi, I'm Isaac, if you don't know me. So I'm going to talk about how in positive and negative words, you can't have it both ways. So does someone want to read James 3, 9 through 12 for me?
Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring.
All right, thank you, Turner. So in verses 9 through 11, it is talking about how everyone's made in the image of God, and when you're cursing at them, you're practically cursing at God and what he created and telling God, you suck, you shouldn't have made them like this, you should have made them different and more like me. And with that same mouth, we're later praising God for something he did in our life. So basically, we're praising and cursing God for two different things on our opinion. And in the second verse, it's talking about the indifference between how we curse. Like, it's like a spring of water that bubbles out with both fresh water and bitter water. That can't happen. It's like we're very inconsistent in our language, so we're speaking foul and praise. So in this next verse I have is Luke 6:45. It says, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart is his mouth." So this is saying if you have a good and pure heart, you'll speak good language. And if you have an evil heart, you will speak curses, cussing, and all the bad stuff. So basically, for the overflow of his mouth speaks. So yeah, that's speaking the bad stuff. So you want to have a good heart and repent in God. So like pray to him and try to ask him for forgiveness. So the next part I'm going to talk about is the tongue is a tool. Does someone want to read this verse for me?
"Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen."
So for this verse, can you guys picture a hammer for me? Can everyone imagine a hammer in their mind? Does everyone have one? So hammers can build things like a house. Imagine the house you live in. A hammer built that whole house by itself, nothing else. The hammer built it. So hammers can build people up, or your kind words can build people up. Your voice is like a hammer. So what you want to do is build people up. But hammers can also tear things down. Like they can smash walls or anything you want, really. So it's like foul language. It can tear people down and make them feel bad. Like, "Devin, your shirt looks very nice. That built him up. But if I said his shirt looked bad, that'd tear him down and make him feel really bad." So that's not what you want to do. All right, and then Devin's going to come up and talk about the next stuff.
Thanks, Isaac. That was pretty good. All right. So we're going to do a little whiteboard session. All right. So what are some times that you have some obstacles to good speech? When has that been something that happened to you? Or what causes that? Bad grades, right? School, just school in general. People at school. What was a good one? I heard a good one. Siblings, yes. Tests, yep. Anything else? Frustration. Do we have stress? Can stress be one? I heard failure. One more. Max, you got one? Hatred. Dylan's got his hand up. What do you got, Dylan? Group projects. Collaborating with other people. All right, so let's go on the other side. What are some good things? So ways to promote good speech, speaking positively, compliments, thinking before you speak, reading from the Bible. One more. Friends. I heard that one the most. Being appreciated. All right, that's a lot of good ones. So this is what I have right here. For negative speech, we have sarcasm, jokes, put-downs, insults, cursing, lying, being rude, inappropriate language. All those things are not ways to build people up. That'll tear people down, and you want to try to avoid that. Like, some of them can be used in a good way, like sarcasm or jokes, but there's definitely a mean side to those things. If you're constantly doing it to other people, and it starts to rub off and start to hurt them. And then once that hurts it starts to hurt their heart. And when you usually speak from your heart, like what's in your heart is reflected through your speech. So if you're taking all these hard things, you're going to start speaking in a different way. Your environment and the people around you, your circumstances, can also do that to you. What's constantly coming at you is going to be reflected unless you're protected from it. We have emotions, anger, pain, conflicts, disagreements. Those are all things that can come out of the environment that happen to you, which is what you feel in your heart. And then music and media, what you listen to, what's constantly going through your head, what's always going on around you can affect how you speak and talk. Like if you're always listening to cuss word songs, then sometimes that can come out through your speech. Some positive things, compliments, kind words, encouragement, and being uplifting. All these things can build people up and try to take away from that negative speech that you're hearing. And like in Titus's story, it really helped build them up and help them have a better time. And that's the power of motivating and inspiring words. It actually does make a bigger impact than you would think in other people's lives. So if you guys can remember three things from tonight, could you remember that what you say can impact others more than you think?
That we are responsible for our own words and need God, and needs God's help to have a clean mouth.
And then the last thing is choose your words carefully and think before you respond. So, like, the R factor. Does everyone know that? So, so stop, think, and respond. Oh, press pause. My bad. All right, I'm gonna pray. Cool. All right, dear Jesus, I want to pray and thank you for giving us the chance to speak up and teach these youngsters about not saying bad words and being truthful to you. I want to thank you for the power of positive words and how it helps us get through lives and how we can build each other up with our language. I want to pray that we get better at not cursing in our heads or doing whatever we don't want to. All right, amen.